Well, it is Friday, and I wanted to just say that I probably won't be doing much on the weekends like a lot of people do every day of the week and stuff, but I was watching some pretty good videos today on Bitcoin, and one of my favorite, I guess he's an influencer, he owns Miles Franklin Precious Metals, his name is Andy Scheckman. And he was on a show talking about, you know, just how messed up our economy is. And him and the gal, I think her name was Natalie Bernal, not sure on that. But they were talking quite a bit about Bitcoin and how it can be used and, you know, and how the dollar has really degraded itself into a non-usable, you know, fiat currency because of the debt and all that. And I thought it was pretty interesting because Andy Scheckman used to not be one of those people that were highly invested or even thought Bitcoin was a good deal. Now, recently I've been playing around with Bitcoin and doing pretty well, but I haven't figured out the ins and outs of it yet. You know, do I want to, you know, take profits every time it's high and then when it's low, try to buy more? And after listening to some of the pros and cons of Bitcoin, and I could be totally wrong because I am a newbie, I'm thinking I kind of look at Bitcoin and even my Dogecoin, which is doing really well. And I thought I'll get in when Dogecoin is really cheap, you know, under a quarter. And I've ended up with about 8,000 Dogecoins, which isn't really a lot of money when it's a quarter apiece. And maybe I'll ride that wave that may come just like when Bitcoin used to be, you know, a couple bucks. And now all of a sudden it's almost 70,000. So I wished I had 8,000 of those, but I don't because I wasn't awake back then. But so I'm looking at it and I think, you know, when you boil it down at the end of the day, what are you going to do with your Bitcoin? Well, as long as people are taking it and as long as the internet or whatever is working, then I guess you're in good shape. And people will take it, you know, but what do I do if I come to you and the world is kind of turned into a giant shitsicle and I go, hey, I want to buy some of that deer meat because you're a way better hunter than I am. And I have some Bitcoin. I have some Dogecoin. And you're like, well, that's great. But not too many people know what that is. But you know what this deer meat is because you've eaten it before. So in a system of free market, the objection is to create a deal or negotiate a deal that is beneficial to you and to me. So right now we're halfway there because I like your deer meat and I really want some of it. So what do I have that you would want that would make it a fair trade? Well, Bitcoin might not be that thing at that point in time when we're out in the wilderness just trying to, you know, not die. But if I had a silver coin, now see, everybody would recognize that just as recognizable as I understand the smell of barbecued deer meat. And I was like, I'm really hungry. And you're like, I like that silver dollar there. Let's do a deal. See? So I go, well, I think a dollar at the price of silver right now is kind of high. I could, you know, damn near buy a house with that. But, you know, that's stupid thinking. So how about I give you this, you know, ounce of silver and you give me some of that deer and maybe some of your firewood. See, and then we negotiate, we haggle. That's how a free market works. So when fiat money gets into the picture, it just becomes like a barter chit, just like on Waterworld. It's like as long as they all accept it and take it, then they give you in chits what you think it's for. So it becomes centralized by the powers that be. And so I might be, you know, walking through the market and I go, oh, deer meat, I like that. I want some. How much is it? And it's like, well, it's 10 chits. It's $10. Okay. Well, I have that, see. But to get my 10 chits, I had to do some work for somebody else in the market or down the street that he gave me those 10 chits for maybe an hour's worth of my labor. So I've got now what you want and you've got what I want. And a couple days ago, I had what somebody else wanted, and so they gave me chits. So it's like money, but and everybody's like, well, it has to be backed by something. It's like, well, our dollar isn't backed by gold. That's just a given fact. I mean, we haven't allowed anyone to audit our gold reserves ever. So I'm sure it's based on a lie. And so for me and you to conduct business to where I don't feel like I'm being dismissed because I don't have what you want, or being an asshole to you to where we're going to end up shooting each other. It's like, huh, well, I don't have what your community recognizes as a chit, but I do have silver. Do you guys recognize that? Well, yeah, but there's not a real need for silver there, Mark. So, I do need some, 308 ammo, because that's what I used to hunt with, or 30-06. And it's like, you know what? I don't have that, but I have a bunch of 22. That's okay. I have a friend that has a, 22. And if I get him 100 rounds of 22, he'll give me 10 rounds of 30-06. So, oh, okay. Then now we can barter. See, we can do a deal. So I'm still having a hard time with the whole Bitcoin and the Dogecoin thing, because we can't see around the corner. And Andy Shechtman was saying, well, I now have Bitcoin, and I divide it up into like one third money, cash, and then one third gold and I think it was, gold and silver, and then Bitcoin. So he's got his little formula going that works for him. Now he's been doing precious metals and stuff for, 20, 30 years. So he's pretty, attuned to what's going on, but he's even trying to get his head around the long-term viability of Bitcoin. And if people are still using it because the blockchain is very secure, then we don't need a centralized government to say, yeah, his Bitcoin is actually there. Whereas a bank would say, yeah, it's there, but we lend it out. So it's not really there, but it's there. Do you get it? It's called fractional currency, and your head starts spinning and you're just like, give me 10 bucks. I got to go. So my conclusion was, and maybe you guys can help me out with this, in a comment or something, would be to use it kind of like a barter token. And it's very, secure because it's on a blockchain. But I'm thinking more of like an engine. Like if I have a steam engine, back in the days, they became a form of power and you could run things with it. You still had to put wood in it to get the power out of it. And I think Bitcoin and Dogecoin is kind of like that. If I put some investment into it, because it's running right now so optimally, I get a lot of return on that investment of, pieces of wood to run my steam engine. I put money into it, and because the cryptocurrency market is doing really well, just like a high-performance engine, we don't know how long that will run, but for right now, if I put something in, I can expect to get more of something else out of it than just wood. I will get steam, which is horsepower, and then I can run equipment in my factory. So if I look at it in the simple-minded Mark Boyle way of looking at things, I can take those profits out and then keep it running, as long as it's running, for free, I can pull profits out and then buy silver or gold because they don't appreciate as fast. They're not going up, my equity's not building $200, $300 a day. If I have silver, it will consistently go up. Silver and gold will consistently go up pretty much 17% or thereabouts over time. So it's going up. It's better than bonds and risky stocks or, you know, a bank savings account, which is basically they charge you to have the money in the bank. So that's how I'm trying to get my head around it, because I'm not a fan of putting, you know, even $1,000 into something. And even if it says it's gone up, now it's worth $2,000. Yeah, but is it? You know, if I keep it in Bitcoin in a wallet, then so the fuck what? You know, so I think I'm going to start draining profits out of it and buying something like gold and silver. Now, because we have a day job and all that, I'm not counting on those investments to live on. You know, it's an investment. And so I think that's my line, how I've kind of figured out a line in the sand, how to use this asset called cryptocurrency to actually put something in and get more out, even though it's in the form of something else. Even though it's dollars, I put dollars in and I get dollars out. But it's the momentum of the machine that's creating more dollars than I put in. It's like a money tree, actually. But even money trees die, and they require water. You know, so I think this is a happy medium for me. I don't know about you, and you can let me know in the comments and all that. How you think that maybe Bitcoin can be used. And this is all in the very short term, because I'm still a prepper and I'm of the mindset that if I can't, you know, have a bunch of silver, you know, 1 ounce silver rounds and I can, you know, roll around in it, then it's not real. See, and it's recognizable and everybody recognizes it. And so, you know, if they just do some basic tests, they'll know it's real silver. It's worth, you know, that dear hindquarter. So I look at it that way. And a lot of people go, well, you know, Bitcoin, if you put it in a wallet, you can, it's very transportable. You know, I could put $1 million of Bitcoin in my cold wallet. And then I could jump on an airplane and you know, a small airplane, a Piper Cub, and fly across the country. Try doing that with $1 million of gold, and you're going to need a transport plane from the Air Force to take that much weight and go somewhere. Well, as much as gold is worth now, maybe not, but it's still going to be bigger than a, you know, small Piper Cub. But I'm kind of more in the mindset, and once again, this is just me, that I don't think that the portability aspect of it is so damn important, because I'm not a world traveler, and I believe in putting down roots and staying there. You know, if my property gets overrun and all that, you know, I can't just pick up my acre of land and move. You know, so it's similar. But if I have my gold and silver secured and maybe hidden, all I got to do is, you know, kill the people that stole my property, and then I can go back and there it is. I can go back, you know, at night and dig it up maybe or something. So it's not lost. Whereas let's say I have a hard wallet and it gets destroyed. That's fine. I can buy another one maybe if the, you know, I don't know. If they're still available, and then I can transfer it, long as I got my seed phrase and all that, which is fine, then now I have my wallet with this token in it, but it's not really there. It's on a blockchain somewhere, and the wallet just accesses it. It's not as satisfying as just digging up 10 ounces of gold and moving on, you know, so. Like I said, I'm just trying to get my head around it and figure it out. And I was watching that video and I thought, you know, I need to talk a little bit about this. But I'm going to become a broken record and talk more about, you know, the fact that we are not a democracy, we're a republic and the 17th Amendment. But there's other subjects that need to be carried on with, like Bitcoin and stuff, because if you're a prepper like I am, everything is important, and you have to question everything to keep your normalcy bias in check and your situational awareness sharp, you know, and I think these are all things that have to always be considered and be always vigilant on protecting yourself, your family, your property, things that are not only just valuable to you because they're assets, but because, you know, emotional reasons, family and friends. So anyway, I'm going to wrap it up for the weekend. I think Easter is this Sunday. So for all of you out there, have a wonderful Easter weekend and take care. And I'll talk to you later. And like I say in the comment section, let me know your thoughts on what I've said about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, and let me know maybe how I can get my head around it. I'm thinking of using it as an engine of prosperity to feed my other things like silver and tools and stuff like that, to buy assets that I can actually walk out and put a key in, start it, and drive away with. That to me is an asset. So let me know. Share this however it works on Podbeam. You can share it and follow me and all that would be awesome. Tell your friends about it. And have a great Easter weekend. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.